Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Jack Ganley, the president of Mannington Commercial. Jack, how you doing?
Good, Kemp. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. At the end of the year, you're going to retire. We're going to miss you. You're one of those customer huggers, one of those guys that makes everybody feel good when you're with them. So thanks for agreeing to do this interview with me. I know you've still got two more months to go, but the announcement's been made. I wanted to ask you first if you'd just tell us how you got in the flooring business.
Well, sure. And by the way, Kemp, this is the first time I've ever been referred to as a customer hugger, and I'll take that as a compliment.
It is.
So, but I've been kind of in the carpet business most of my life.
Yeah.
I started actually while I was in high school, and I worked a summer job at Lee's, which at the time was headquartered in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And I grew up in the suburbs of Philadelphia. I got a job there in the summertime as the sample boy. My mom worked there, actually, and she got me the job. So we had plants at the time in Glasgow, Virginia, and Raven Gap, Georgia, and Monticello, Arkansas. And so I unloaded samples off the truck and unpackaged them and laid them out in the showroom. And so that was my introduction to the flooring business. And then worked there in high school and ultimately while I was in college. And it turned into more of an internship when I was in college, where I continued to do my sample work, but also spent some time at each of the plants working in product development and manufacturing. So pretty nice exposure to the flooring business at a relatively young age. So,
well,
nice.
So you truly are a lifer, I'm telling you, all the way from the beginning.
Yeah.
And that plant you mentioned in Glasgow, it's still there, thriving and large, and it belongs to Mohawk now. Tell us how you shifted from Lee's to Mannington.
Well, so I didn't go directly from Lee's to Mannington. Lee's was part of Burlington Industries at the time. And so I was worked my way through a lot of different jobs at Lee's, and ultimately in the mid-90s took over as president of the commercial business.
Right.
And did that for a couple years, and then got promoted at the time to president of Burlington House, which was Burlington's home textile business.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a larger division at the time, and so with a nice promotion. But ultimately the textile business, both in apparel and home furnishings, proved to be a difficult place to be. And then ultimately in 2003, Burlington sold that business to Wilbur Ross, who owned a private equity company at the time, and actually now is our Secretary of Commerce.
Okay.
And so I left the Burlington House business at that time, took a little bit of time off, and then came to work with Mannington in 2004.
Okay. I think we all remember that that sound of the loom, the thump, 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 the Burlington Industries commercial. They were out there building that brand to the consumer, weren't they?
Exactly. Yeah, and we had a really big jacquard woven business at the time, making ready-made draperies and top of the bed and jacquard upholstery fabrics and mattress fabrics. So that was the business that I was in for about 4 years. And then, of course, was delighted to get back into the flooring business with Mannington.
All right. So who approached you at Mannington to say, come with us?
So Tom Davis was the guy who brought me into the business. He
Not
was
surprised.
CEO at Mannington at the time, and he was making a change in his commercial business. He was the one that approached me and worked with him to come on board here at Mannington.
Yeah, and everybody knows Tom Davis. Most people do. He spent his early part of his career at Milliken, and then came over there. So y'all built quite a team. So he's the one who taught you to come over. It was 2003, you say?
That was 2004.
Okay.
That was November of 2004, because I'm just approaching my 15-year mark here.
And so you're retiring. Most people that know Mannington knows that they have a ceiling. If you turn 65, you got to go. Most people also know that you're very active in the business, have a lot of energy. So let me just ask you a couple questions. As you look back over your career, talk about some of your greatest achievements.
Well, I don't really look at them as my achievements.
Uh-huh.
I look at them more as company achievements, and hopefully I had a little bit of a role in it.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you look at the bright spots, actually just being here at Mannington to me is a bright spot. I mean, it's nice to find a company that their culture and their values align closely with your own personal philosophy. So, you know, I feel like just being here has been very good. But I guess if there was a couple of things that have turned out pretty well, we had two acquisitions that we've done in the past several years.
Right.
So in 2008, we purchased Burke, the rubber flooring business, and that has turned out to be a good acquisition for us. That rubber continues to be an important part of our business and an important part of the growth in the industry, still a growing category. And then in 2012, we purchased Antico, which again has turned out to be good for us as a business, given that LVT is really the growth engine of the flooring industry today. So, you know, whatever small role I had in those, I feel pretty good about integrating those into the Mannington business and being a participant in the purchase of the business.
Yeah, and both of those acquisitions were smart acquisitions because, you know, they've given Mannington a leg up in the resilient business, in the LVT business, and also in the rubber business. And you've actually just recently made investments and built out your facilities there in Calhoun related to both those businesses, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we made fairly significant investment in our Madison facility in LVT, where we've doubled the size of the plant and approximately quadrupled the output. And then we just recently relocated our molded rubber business from San Jose, California, here to Calhoun. So significant investments in both of those businesses subsequent to the acquisitions. And by the way, they're growth businesses, so we're putting money where we think the growth is. So both of those have turned out very, very well for us.
Well, as you look back, who would you say are your mentors, those people that helped advise you and helped you become who you are?
Well, Kemp, I've been very fortunate to be able to participate in a lot of different functional areas when I was with Leeds and had a lot of different people that I looked to and learned from in those businesses. And I truly believe in mentoring. I think that's what helps people grow in the business. To name just one, I would say Tom Davis was a very good mentor to me. You know, he hired me here at Mannington, and I had virtually no experience in the hard surface side of the business. Everything I'd done up until that point was all carpet related. So he had the trust in me to, you know, put me in charge of a business and helped me and showed me the way. So he, in addition to hiring me, he did a very nice job of mentoring me while I was here as well. But I've had a lot of individual people in my past that have helped me, and I've just been very lucky from that perspective.
You know, I was with the group, the Mannington family group, this summer, and Tom stepped down off the board. So he's been active for a long time with the company and is stepping down. So.
Yes, indeed.
So, you know, you come in here and you're retiring and you're following a lot of people. We just last December attended an event, and Joe Amato and Ed Duncan and Steve Zangler stepped down. And then this summer, the guy that was driving Burke, he retired as well.
Yeah, that's Bob Pittman. Yeah,
Bob Pittman, exactly. One more quick question. What advice do you have for those that are following in your footsteps?
Well, Kemp, I guess what I would say to people is enjoy what you do. I mean, I've been very lucky to be in a position where I like what I'm doing. And I think if you enjoy what you do, you know, we all spend way more time at our job not to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. So I would say enjoy what you do, and if you enjoy it, you'll be pretty good at it. And I guess the other thing I would say is don't get complacent, because, you know, things change so quickly, you know, in terms of competition, products, technology, services. You always have to be on your toes and don't be complacent. So I guess that's the two things that I would pass along as advice to people following in my footsteps or coming into the business.
Okay, so you stepped down at the end of the year. So what's next for you after that?
Well, Kemp, I think I'm going to take probably the first quarter of next year to just be retired and kind of see how that feels and see whether it feels good or see whether it feels like I need to go do something else. I don't have any particular plans beyond that at this point in time. Again, I'm interested to see whether I will enjoy being retired or whether I'll get antsy and want to do something else. And I'll let you know how that works out.
I got the feeling we're going to see you again.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
All right. Okay. Like I said at the beginning, we're going to miss you in the business, and I hope you don't get too far away. Again, been talking to Jack Ganley, the current president of Mannington Commercial, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaAlley.net.